Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi, how are you guys doing? Welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. Good morning. I hope you guys are doing well today. I am also streaming on Instagram, but I would love you for you guys on Instagram to come follow me on YouTube just to get a better, you know, view, and you can chat and everything there, because I will not be taking chats from Instagram. So if you guys want to see or chime into the conversation, come on over to YouTube. But good morning, you guys, and welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. I'm super excited to be here. It is April 21st. Cannot believe we are almost done with April. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, we are continuing our conversation on the science of getting rich, because it is our duty to get to the bag and get to the money, so that not only can we be better for ourselves, we can be better for our future generations, stack our money, invest right, and so that we can have more reach and opportunity as long as we are in God's alignment for what he has for us. Okay, good morning. So I pray that you guys are doing well. We are going to get into the topic today, but before we jump in, let's go ahead and do our morning prayer. If you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not subscribe to the Christian denomination, that is totally okay. You're still welcome, but I hope that it is okay that I pray for you anyway. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, you guys. I'll be giving the good morning shout outs. So make sure you guys are in the comments for the morning shout out so I can shout you out. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for waking us up again for another day. I pray that everybody listening and that is on live just fills with abundance, the abundance of mindset, and that they tackle any barriers or hurdles that are stopping them from increase, from abundance, from walking in alignment with what you truly have for them. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I was going to make it longer, y'all, but I felt like that was good. I felt like that was enough. Yes. So we are continuing our conversation when it comes to the science of getting rich. And it was interesting. So I had a few coaching calls yesterday. So shout out to everybody who signed up and got their free 30-minute connection session to see if I can help them. If you guys have had a session, and if you guys want to comment, if you felt it was helpful, go ahead and leave it below. But I loved communicating. I love talking to you guys. I love helping you guys connect the dots and just start the process. And we also have a group coaching session that's going on tonight. So all of my group coaching, all of my coaching group, I'm super excited to talk to you guys tonight, because we are on our third pillar, which is physical. So I'm super, super, super excited about that. But today is a new day. Let me go ahead and go to my morning shout outs. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Good morning, Felicia. Grand Rising, you guys. Good morning, Jewel. Happy. Your birthday is tomorrow, turning 25. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday tomorrow. So make sure you come back tomorrow so you can get your birthday shout out. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Good morning, Kayla. Good morning, Raven. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Naya. Good morning, Patrice. Good morning, Raven. Yes, Raven says she had a coaching session last night and she enjoyed it. I really enjoyed communicating with Raven. I really enjoy. Good morning, Edwin. Or excuse me, Elijah. Good morning, Joel. I just love communicating with you guys, putting faces to names. So with my coaching, if you guys are just curious, before we get started and diving into the book today and the concept today, my coachings are one-on-one. We sit down, we have a chat. You guys tell me what you're dealing with, and then we assess if coaching is right for you, or if you need something else, or it's just a one-off conversation that would get you in the right direction. So don't hesitate to book a one-on-one call. It is in the description box below if you genuinely need coaching, okay? If you genuinely need coaching, or maybe you're going through something and you just want a little piece of advice, then go ahead and get that there. Hey, Kirsten, good morning. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Madam Noor. 27. Good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, y'all. So we're diving back into the science of getting rich, okay? Good morning, you guys on live stream on Instagram. If you guys want to check us out, go ahead and head to YouTube. The link is in the bio to get in the shout out and to get to the conversation. I'm just letting my Instagram people know what's going on and what we do each and every morning here on the Morning Motivation. If you are new, I go live every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern time. Do not forget to subscribe, you guys. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up. And do not forget to share these videos with anybody who you may find value or may find value in these. All right, so jumping back into the science of getting rich. So we are on chapter four already. Wow. We're on chapter four, and it's called The First Principle in the Science of Getting Rich. All right. Now, these conversations may be uncomfortable for some people, and these conversations may rattle some people up, but I want them to. I want them to wake us up to the acknowledgement that we have an opportunity right now in this time, in this day and age, to increase our wages, to increase our living, to increase our mindsets, our spirituality, our physical fitness. We have so many things and resources at our fingertips that a lot of us do not take advantage of. And one of them, especially, is the science of getting rich, meaning how are you incorporating ways in your daily life to seek out financial increase, financial abundance, getting in alignment with what's truly meant for you when it comes to your finances? Do you take care of your personal finances now? You know, we had this conversation over the last few days, is making sure that whatever God has blessed us with now, yeah, we're grateful for what we have now, right? We still want the increase, but what are we doing right now to make sure that we're managing what we have and what we already have? That's the first key. The second key, and what this book is talking about, is thought. And we've been talking about this all week. The book goes really slow. The chapters are really short, but the book goes slow. So we're going to continue the book as we go through. But it's on thought. And all of the chapters so far has been on mindset. And some people may be like, dang, Brittany, I just want to get to the strategy. I just want you to tell me 1 + 1 = da da da. Like, how do I get? It's mindset. Your mindset, y'all. And it's been proven in my own life, with getting over my fears, my limiting beliefs, things that were holding me back, things that I would tell myself I couldn't have, I didn't deserve. You will never get in life what you feel like you don't deserve. That is period, point blank. You will never get in life what you feel you don't deserve. If you don't feel like you're worthy of love, you will never have love. If you feel like you're not worthy of the promotion, you're never going to get the promotion. Because we are our own gatekeepers to our lives. Remember, we talked about that, right? If your life is like Oz, or if your brain, your mind, your being is like the city of Oz. Anybody ever seen The Wiz or The Wizard of Oz? And so for some of y'all who watch me every day, a little bit of this is going to be repetitive, but the repetitiveness is what seeps into your subconscious. The repetitiveness seeps into your brain, so you get those aha moments all over again, okay? But your brain, your body, everything about you is like Oz. And Oz had those two gatekeepers, like the club. For some of y'all who never seen Wizard of Oz, think about the club. The club always got a couple bouncers outside keeping people they don't want in. I mean, don't want on the outside, and bringing the people that they want inside. Same thing for the gatekeepers of Oz. You are your gatekeeper. You are the person, or you are the being that says, thoughts can come in, people can come in, experiences, substances, anything that you can have. You are the one who says, yes, I can have them. Yes, I want them to come in. Or no, I'm not good enough. No, I don't want those things. Good, bad, or indifferent. You know, we do a great job with keeping out the stuff that we really don't want, right? We don't want people coming and abusing our boundaries. We don't want people talking to us crazy. We can definitely do that, right? Especially us people. We definitely can push people back and put that fence up on people that we don't really want to rock with. We're good at cutting people off, right? We're good at saying no new friends. We're good at keeping people 50 feet from hurting us, harming us, and things like that. We're good at operating in our surroundings, but some of us are horrible at bringing in the things, bringing in the mindset, bringing in the know-how, bringing in the resources to increase our lives. We're so used to telling ourselves what we don't want, what we can't have, from growing up, childhood, and things like that. We're so used to hearing what we don't deserve, what we will never have, what this man don't want, what this woman doesn't want, that we can go into these cycles of self-sabotage and decrease our blessings because we keep telling ourselves what we don't want, what we can't have. Instead of saying, you know what? I want that. Even if you don't know how to do it, even if it's out your price range, even if it's out of your mental capacity, we don't even give ourselves the opportunity to dream anymore. We will quick to tell ourselves, I can never afford that. That's not for me. I don't know how to do that. So I'm not going to even we don't even try. We don't even go look up a tutorial. We don't even go read a book. We'll just tell ourselves, I don't know how to do that. Y'all, we live in 2022. And in our generation, there's no excuse. Most of my watchers, my morning motivators, we are all around the same age. We all grew up with computers. We ain't in our 60s. And my grandma sat at a computer every single day. So ain't no excuse there. Okay, but some of us won't even try, won't even dream, won't even go into the store. Girl, you've been wanting a Louis bag since high school. You ain't even been into the store yet. Or you haven't even come up with the plan so that you can get what you want. All it takes, y'all, is mindset saying that you can have something. So we're just going to read from the book for a little bit. All right. So this is what it says the first principle for the science of getting rich. It says thought is the only power in which can produce tangible rights from the formless substance. So it's saying that your thoughts are the only thing that can manifest nothing into something. Okay, it says produce the tangible riches from formless substance. Formless substance is nothing. Before anything was created, somebody had to think it. Somebody had to say, you know what? It would be cool if I could be at home and talk to a group of people at the same time. Good morning, you guys. Good morning, Vanessa. Somebody had to say, you know what? I'm tired of being at home with a phone to the wall. I want to be able to talk wherever I want to talk. And then cell phones were invented. Not saying that that process wasn't a process to figure it out, but somebody had to come up with that because you guys, cell phones are new. Y'all, cell phones came out when we were kids, but only the rich and wealthy and the people with car phones were able to get those cell phones, or sometimes drug dealers, you know, because they had the money to get the cell phones. But now they became tangible when we were in high school. I'm 33. That's when everybody was able to have them in their pockets and their purses. This is really, really new if you think about it. The internet. Somebody said, you know what? I'm tired of reading books. I'm tired of going to the library. I'm tired of looking up the encyclopedia to find information. I want to be able to connect people. Who remembers? Let me tell y'all. Hi, good morning. Who remembers when internet used to be dial-up? When you used to have to wait to get on the internet? Who remembers that? Let me know in the comments. Who remembers that? Good morning, y'all. Who remembers when you used to have to sit and dial in and wait around for the internet? And then somebody was like, you know what? This dial-up thing ain't it. This dial-up thing ain't it. We need some faster internet. And they created it. But they had to know it was possible first. Dial-up was the worst. Exactly. Miss Debbie says, I do. Patrice says, I do. Exactly. Yes, we used to have to sit around and wait. And don't miss your window. Don't miss the window of opportunity to get on the internet. Because once you was in, you were in, right? Once you were on, you could be on there for hours until somebody picked up the phone. But once you missed your opportunity, you had to wait again for like another hour or two and watch that little baby dance or watch that little man go from one box to the other box to finally getting connected to the internet. But somebody was like, I'm tired of this. It has to be a better way. And then they created a different way to get on the internet. Now we just open our laptops. We just get on our cell phones. This was not always possible. Hey, you guys, we're live streaming on Morning Motivation on YouTube and Facebook. Jump on if you guys want to be a part of the conversation on Instagram. Chat rooms were a big thing. Yeah, but people got tired of certain things. So somebody said, you know what? I want something better. They made the decision in their mind to say, I want something better. And they created better for themselves, because it always starts with self. right? We want those things. Somebody, the Wright brothers was like, you know what? We're tired of these cars. These cars ain't, I can't drive my car to Europe. I can't drive my car to Africa. I can't, I'm tired of getting on these long excursions, these boats, the Titanic keeps sinking, the Britannica sank. I'm scared of these boats. I just want to get there faster. I want to fly. People laugh them out the water. Fly. You want to be like a bird? Get out of here. You're crazy. Normally that's how it goes. Anytime we want to expand our minds, anytime we tell somebody something that doesn't see our vision, that doesn't see the vision that God has for us, what do they tell us? I don't know if that's going to work. I don't know about that. Well, what about this? What about this? What about this? Which isn't a bad thing because they're just trying to protect us because they love us. But sometimes it can be, you know, their own limiting beliefs because they don't believe it's possible. That's why we have to be careful with who we tell our dreams to, right? We had that conversation before. You have to be very careful with who you tell your ideas to, who you tell your celebrations and congratulations to, because everybody doesn't have the same vision. Do I think everybody's a hater? No. But sometimes other people's limiting beliefs and what they believe is possible for them can stunt what's possible for you. So the book says, the thought is the only power in which can produce tangible riches from formless substance. So we think about it in our minds, and then we go from the thought to the how. And sometimes the how isn't our business. We just got to get to doing. Because sometimes God has the how. Sometimes we can say, when I formed this, I just wanted a set. I didn't know anything that I was going to do morning motivation. I didn't know I was going to start, you know, I had an idea of what I was going to do, but my plans for this was so different. The how I was going to talk to y'all was entirely different. Until I was praying and I was like, God, what do you want me to do? And that's another thing that the book says. The book talks about when you get these ideas, right? When you get this yearning for wealth, for riches, anything that you want to do, then you go and talk to God about it. He is your number one consultant. Before you go ask your mom, before you go ask your dad, before you go ask your boyfriend, your husband, your girlfriend, your wife, whomever, before you go and converse with another human being about your dream, about your vision, about what you believe God has for you, you need to consult him first. So what does that look like? Good morning. What does that look like? All right, so you'd be like, hey, God, listen, what up, Big G? However you have that conversation. You can be professional with it. I don't do that. Me and God is homie. That's like my father. That's the homie. So I'm like, hey, big dog, let me holler at you real quick. I talk to him like I talk to y'all. I talk to him like I talk to my best friend. I talk to him like I talk to my best friend because he knows everything. Ain't nothing to hide. He knows all. He knows things that I don't tell nobody. And if you don't have people that you can trust, that is the number one consultant you should be talking to, because he ain't going to tell. Who he going to tell? God ain't going to tell your secrets. God ain't going to tell somebody he gave you something. No, that's between you and him. He's your number one confidant. So I'll go like, look, this is this idea. What do you think? And I'll either wait for the feeling. I'll wait for the words. I'll wait for the confirmations. Sometimes you got to wait. Some of us don't want to wait. Some of us don't even take the time to say, hey, what's going on? Hey, how does this feel? Hey, let me just sit and wait. Not wait for like years, months, you know, and talking yourself out of it. No, sometimes you just got to sit and pause and wait for him to speak to you. Get silent, get still. Get still. To have your mind fixed, get still. And you need to listen or watch for the confirmation or watch for those, whatever signs you get, however you communicate with God, because everybody communicates with God different. The way he speaks to me might not be the way he speaks to you. You know, he might speak to you through people, but be careful with people speaking into your life too, because everybody ain't got your best intentions. So be careful with that too, but you never know. Somebody might come up to you that you've never met and say, hey, you're supposed to do something. You're supposed to start something. You're supposed to, or that person that's in your life, get rid of them. Whatever it is, people can speak. God has prophets. God has angels here. There's a lot of stuff going on. The more spiritually inclined you are, and again, spirituality is an individual journey. The more after you get to those things, the more things will speak to you and people and nature and all types of stuff. That's a whole different conversation. But ask him. So, hey, God, this is, I think this made it come from you. Did it come from you? Because the devil hears our prayers too, y'all. That's why some of us be like, oh, I prayed for him. And he turned out to be a butthole. He was not the person you were supposed to be with. Because the devil hears our prayers too. And we get so anxious. We don't want to wait. We don't want to get the confirmation. We don't want to hold our feelings back and delay how we feel. We just want to jump in head first because that's what we want to do without even consulting. And God be like, wait, you didn't even talk to me. Hold on, hold on. Wait. You didn't talk to me first. I could have told you. Yay or nay. Vernell says, yep. Yes, you do. But God wants in the right person in your path. Until then, you have to walk in silence. I love that. Key Amber says, last night, I just finished reading the book of Proverbs. Ooh, read it again and again and again. Proverbs is a book that you can keep on reading because it always brings you another form of intelligence, depending on where you are in your life. But consult with God. See what God has. When God said, this is what I want you to do. God gave me the vision for Morning Motivation. I knew I wanted to do a live show. I already had the basement mapped out. And I was just like, well, what do you want me to do? And I got the Morning Motivation. He's like, I want you to speak to people. I was like, God, I don't do live stream. I'm up here questioning. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I don't do live streams on my channel. I know that that's a strategy I was thinking about, but that's not, I don't do daily. You want me to do it every day? You want me to do a Monday through Friday? He was like, yeah, go. I said what I said. He was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. I was like, I don't know how to. And sometimes when we get these things, y'all, this is why it's so important. You talk to God and you know, and you follow directions, because I was really like, how is this going to work? Who's going to show up? I don't do live streams. Who's going to show up? But the first day, the very first day, a lot of y'all showed up. A lot of, and y'all still with me. Y'all was with me January 4th. We started January 4th, the top of the year, the first Monday of the year. And y'all have been rocking with me each and every weekday. And I want to say thank y'all, because y'all kept me going. The days that I didn't want to get up, y'all kept me going. So that's why it's important that you guys have good people around you. And it's also important that you do have friends that believe the way you believe. That's why they say your circle, your network is your net worth. Because when you have a crazy idea, right? When you have this $1 million plan, when you get these seeds of prosperity, there are certain people you should be going to. The people with like minds, the people that are going to tell you, oh, you can do it, and I could connect you with somebody, or who else is spiritually inclined the way you are. I don't know if Kirsten is still on here, but it was one day, y'all, I'm not going to lie. I was like, I don't know if I want to do Morning Motivation no more. Kirsten looked at me and she said, didn't God tell you to do that? And I was like, he did. She was like, okay, so what are we talking about? She was like, that's not an option. So what are we talking about? And I was like, oh, well, thank you, friend. Oh, you did everything you're supposed to do. All right, cool. We rocking. That's the type of people you need in your circle. That's why everybody, you not to say, I don't get rid of friends unless it's something like really, really that we just can't rock with. But that's why you got to expand your circle. That's why you have to elevate and get around like-minded people. Because if you keep consulting with your person to your right, person to your left, and they have a limiting mindset, if they have been doing the same thing for the past 5 years, if they have not elevated, if they're not striving to get better as people each and every day, if they're not reading, if they're not praying, if they're not trying to grow financially and abundantly, if y'all are not on the same mindset, not to say that you can't be friends with them, you don't consult with them. You don't ask them for their opinion. That's not what you do. You understand what I mean? Because you're going to get derailed. You got to make sure that you are focused and set your mind on God, because he's going to tell you yay or nay, because you can have the best idea in the world and you might even get some money for it. But 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to be happy. And then you got to start the process all over again. When you are getting alignment and when it's really, truly for you, man, it don't feel like work. I was watching this girl she was on TikTok. yesterday. My mom sent me this video. And she was basically saying, she was like, this can't be life. She was like, so you mean to tell me I'm supposed to work all this time, sleep all this time, and only get this much time for myself? This can't be life. And I was just like, oh, in my mind, I was like, oh, you're just doing the wrong thing. Because when you get in alignment, and that's why we have to seek those gifts are tied to that, those riches, y'all. Your gifts, the things that y'all are sleeping on, some of y'all are tied to your riches. What do you do naturally with the least amount of effort? Are you going to be rich day one? No, it is a process. I am never going to sit up here and lie and say you can get rich overnight. No, it is a process, but you got to start the journey. You got to start. You have to start. You got to put the work in. You got to develop the skills. You have to get better and better and better and add value to people. That's how you get the money. You add a value to people. So what can you do with your knowledge, your expertise, with your mind to make something tangible, to add value to people? Because when you do that, y'all, I feel like I work a lot, but I feel like I don't work half the time. When I get on the coaching calls with y'all, that don't feel like work for me. It is. That's how I get money. Hello. But it doesn't feel like work. So when you get in alignment and when you do what you're supposed to, when you do what God has sent you here to do, and you sharpen your skills and you get in the mindset and alignment, and you work that plan and you work that plan and you work that plan. And when the money isn't there, you keep faith and you work that plan and you work that plan, and the blessings come in slowly but surely. Stuff starts lining up. People start appearing. Opportunities start happening. That's how the wealth happens. It takes time though. But if you are only thinking about the money, and you're in a job that you cannot stand, that's causing, I've been there, y'all. I was getting paid very well, over six figures, a job that I absolutely hated, crying, going to work. That is just chasing the bag and not purpose. That's not what I want any of y'all to do. So when I talk about wealth, when I talk about getting to the next level, when I talk about elevating, I don't want y'all just to chase the bag, just to be rich. No. I want rich to be a part of your purpose. I want you to be able to say, I can take my skills. I can take what I know. I can take my passion and my purpose, and I can make this into something. I can turn formless substance into things seen. I can take the knowledge that I have, the skills that I have, the love that I have for whatever it is, people, animals, freaking children, elderly, the dead. Some people are morticians. Every God gives us all gifts for different things and different reasons. And how can I turn this and make this into an empire? How can I turn this and make this? But some of us, we just think here. I was talking to one of my coaching clients, right? And she said she had an issue with her pastor telling her that sometimes God wants you to be comfortable with the $20,000 job. And I can see where he was going. But I let me just give you an example, right? I don't think that you should be satisfied with it, especially if your bills aren't paid. I don't think that God is supposed to, he wants us just to be satisfied with little. I really don't. Not when the Bible talks about wealth all throughout it. Not when the Bible talks about giving. How you gonna give when you don't got nothing to give? You hear me? How are you gonna give when you ain't got nothing to give? Rich or not, exactly, right? So what I'm saying is, say, okay, let's just do that, right? Let's just take the teacher example. Because people were like, well, everybody can't be rich. Everybody isn't meant to be rich. I don't believe that. I believe your mind is going to keep you from being rich. Let's say I'm a teacher. I love children. I love children. I'm passionate about children. I'm passionate about children's education. But the system that I'm in, the school system doesn't allow me to thrive. The kids are, you know, they bad as I don't know what. How can I take the things that I learned and seize the opportunity? Remember yesterday we talked about opportunity, seizing the opportunity. So I'm a teacher. I'm looking through my school district. What's missing? Do the kids need motivation? Do the teachers need motivation? What can I create to make this environment better? Then I create it. I take the ideas that I have in my mind. I create it. And then I go selling. Y'all, if you are in a business, you got to sell. Period, point blank. Then I make something, I create something. I make an ebook, I make teaching tools, I make a YouTube channel. I take the knowledge that I have, the passion that I have, and I say, what is missing? Where's the opportunity for me to fill the gap, fill the hole in what I love to do? How can I add value to this industry? How can I take my expertise, my passion, my love for what I do each and every day and make more money doing it? And sometimes the money ain't the first thing, right? Sometimes it's like, hey, here's an opportunity. I see that they're missing something. And from that opportunity and that tangible thing that you took from your mind and you made it into a physical form, then bears your riches. Because you could build, say if I was a teacher and I built a curriculum or a system or something to help the students. Maybe I'm a math teacher and I came up with a better way to facilitate math, because that new math crap is trash. Let's just keep it a buck. And I go pitch it to the school district. All right, this school man ain't listening. I go pitch it here. This person ain't listening. I go pitch it here. Do y'all think that everybody wealthy? That's why we got to read biographies. Everybody wealthy has had doors close in their face. Everybody wealthy had doors closed in their face. People thought that they were crazy. People did not want to hear their ideas. They were told no over and over and over again. But the fact that they had faith, y'all go. That's why I love documentaries. Go watch people that are great now. We're not great 20 years ago. They were not great 15 years ago. Most of us have seen the Kanye documentary. Nobody wanted to hear his music. Now look at Kanye, regardless of how you feel about him. Now look at him. Now look at him. Now look at him. Nobody cared about Kim Kardashian back in the day. Now look at that whole family, regardless of how you feel about them. Let's take somebody else. Michael Jordan, when he first stepped into basketball, he did not make the team. Give me somebody else. Beyonce. Y'all, Beyonce is one of the biggest artists on the planet. I remember when nobody cared about Beyonce. People love Destiny's Child. We love Bills, Bills, Bills. We love the group. But nobody really cared about Beyonce as an individual until she kept working. She kept grinding. She kept growing her brand. And then she, boom, bust out with her own album. And then okay. But she kept having to prove herself. The Beyonce we know now was not the Beyonce 20 years ago, y'all. Nobody cared. So don't think for an instant that, oh, I'm regular, I'm normal. Everybody's regular and normal. I'll give you a whole nother per Cardi B. 10 years ago, nobody cared. When she was a social media person, nobody cared. Now look at her, Queen Naja. She started on YouTube. Now she's a famous singer, like worldwide, going on tour, on the BET Awards. Like, I'm just giving y'all, everybody I'm thinking about, everybody started from nothing. Damn near. Unless you had a name like Gucci, Rockefeller. Unless you had these, you know, big names. Jay-Z didn't start rapping until he was 29. Everybody closed the doors on them. Nobody wanted to hear Jay-Z until Dame Dash said, you know what, bump that. We're making our own record label. Puffy got fired from his first internship. Forget that. I'm starting my own. Who else do we need to name? Everybody that is big now, nobody was rocking with when they first. Jeff Bezos, he started that out of his basement or out of his garage. Mark Zuckerberg, nobody liked him. Like, think about this, y'all. Everybody that's doing big things now, Oprah was told that she wasn't worth her salary. Oprah, when she was starting out in her news anchor business or starting out in news anchor, the man was like, well, we gonna pay you, but we ain't gonna pay you. You gonna get this and your co-anchor gonna get this. So go look at people that you admire and see how they started. Some of them, it took years to get on, but they had utter faith in their ability. They had utter faith. They had utter faith in what they had to do. And maybe God placed that in their heart. I don't know. They didn't tell that part. But maybe it was God that told them, don't give up.
keep going. Don't give up. Keep going. Don't give up. Keep going. And a lot of us, when we trip over something don't go right. The website didn't launch properly. The business didn't get off the ground the way we want to. Then we give up. Then we'd be like, oh, this wasn't meant to be. Says who? You had one obstacle come your way and you just gave up. No, it don't work like that. You got to be like, okay, got an obstacle. How do I fix this? Solution. Everybody got to be solution based. Stop looking at problems like, oh my God, I got all these problems. Oh my God, what am I going to do? No. All right, the problem is coming. What's the solution? Even if you got to cry, female, we so emotional. Even if you got to cry it out first. I've been telling my boyfriend, sometimes we got to get the emotions out the way, right? Because sometimes we revert straight to emotion before we can get to logic. So if you got to go into the bathroom, girl, call, cry, whatever you got to do to get the emotion out of the way, then you could be like, all right, I'm good now. What's the solution? How can I fix this? How can I solve this problem? There's always a solution, y'all. There is always a solution. I need y'all to write that in the comments. There is always a solution. There is always a solution. So anytime you have things that are against you, anytime that you got things that are coming your way, anytime something happens, the bill needs to be paid, the flat tire happens, whatever it is, there's always a solution. And you go after and you look for the solution. There's always a solution. And then you just keep going. And you just keep going. And you just keep going. The only way you don't get your dreams and the only way you make your dreams not come true, the only way you stop yourself from getting rich is if you stop. That's it. If you stop, not if your mama tell you to stop, not if your boyfriend tells you to stop, if you stop. Some of us won't stop doing the stuff that's hurting us and hindering us and pulling us back. We do the opposite. There is always a solution. Thank y'all. Put it in the comments. If you guys are watching on Instagram, you want to be a part of the conversation, come over to YouTube. Link in the bio. There's always a solution. So you just have to keep your faith when it seems dark, when it seems like it's just like, God, it ain't making sense. Those are tests. Those are tests, y'all. It's like a video game. You can't get to the next level until you pass this level. It's a test. Are you going to pass it or are you going to fail it? If you fail, it's cool. You just start over. That's it. It's a game. Life is a game, y'all. Life is a game. Getting to the bag, the money is a game. You have to figure out the best way to play the game. The reason why people are depressed, the reason why people don't want to do it and they give up is because they don't want to play. They don't want to follow the rules. It's really simple. Be a good person. Work hard, you know, or work in your sector. And when you work in your sector and work in alignment in your zone of genius, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like work. There are hard days. There are days where you're tired. There are days where you put in. And certain days you don't want to do it, but it's better. You don't feel drained, depressed, exhausted in those negative ways. Be a good person. Do what you're supposed to do. Work hard in your zone of genius. Pay it forward. Give charity. You know, you help people. It's all about helping people, finding solutions to people's problems. You help people. That's it. It's really easy. But the thing is, people get tripped up on this one. They get tripped up on the doing. I just need the money, so I'm just going to take this job. Okay, then how long are you just going to do that? And sometimes, you know what? Life is life. I ain't going to sit here and say that I didn't have to take a job to make ends meet. We all do it. But the quicker you get in alignment, and quicker, even if you got to do something on the side, stop looking at your job as your job. And focus on your career. Remember, we talked about the difference between careers. I know we didn't. It's in my book. Sorry, I didn't tell y'all this. Your job is just to make money. Your career is what you're going to do on the expand of your life. And you have to be the one to create your career. You can always get a job. Jobs you just apply for. You have to build your career. You have to build your knowledge, your expertise. You have to put in the work. You have to put in the time. You have to build that. You have to build that. And if that's in your zone of genius, that's what you really, really want to do. So you can just continue to build. Y'all, I've been doing YouTube for I don't know how many years now, since 2014. I put in your 10,000 hours. I have over 400 videos on YouTube. Put in your 10,000 hours. Put in your 10,000 hours. People are like, oh my gosh, Brittany, you speak so well on the internet. Practice. 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 Practice doesn't make perfect, but it makes you better. Hello. It makes you better. It makes you better. I wasn't always like this. Go watch my first video. First video was trash. Y'all didn't even see my first video with makeup on. Trash. Garbage. Garbage. I was like, I ain't showing nobody this. Makeup was horrible. I went to edit that video. I was like, oh, take this one down. Bad. Horrible. Garbage. But I kept working at it because it was something I was passionate about, something I wanted to do, something that was fun to me at the time. Okay, so what is your zone of genius? Then when you're working on your zone of genius, when you're working on that business, when you're working on your plan, when you're working on that ebook or that program or that company that you've always wanted, you use your job as a side hustle. You don't give that job no more energy than a side hustle. Yes, do you show up on time? Absolutely, because that's in your character. Do you do your best work? Absolutely, because that's just who you are. Do you show up pleasant and good spirits and you don't gossip and you do right in the workplace? Yes, because that's who you are. Don't change up because you don't be one person at work and it be one person outside in the streets. You be who you are at all times and you're a person of excellence. So we get positive, we give good results everywhere we go because that's who we are. Even if I don't like this job, I'm going to show up and do my damnedest because that's who I am as a person. Because if I do good here and I don't like it, imagine what I'll do when I'm in my zone of genius and I'm doing what I love to do every freaking day. You show up as you no matter what. You show up as the person who's striving each and every day no matter what. Every day. And you use that side hustle to fund your career, to fund your business, to fund your ideas. You don't look at that job and then I got to go home and do my side hustle. No, your side hustle is your 9 to 5 until you can figure out what you want to do, if that's something you want to do. And if you're already in your dream career, you keep growing, you keep learning, you keep getting excellent at what you do. You turn your thoughts into ideas. You say, hey, to your boss, look, I got some ideas. Do you think that we can implement these things? Whatever it is, be an asset to your company. Don't just be a worker. And then you record your progress. You record every asset that you've added to the business. I've increased sales rates by 20%. I did this by this percent. Have some percentages, have some tangible evidence. And then when it's time for your yearly review, which everybody should get at their job, then you ask for your increase. Because I've given this much to this business, I've given this much to this corporation, hey, I think it's time for me to get some more money. Don't let them keep you at your salary and you doing all this extra work. No, get paid for it. And a lot of us, the reason why a lot of us don't get promotions and a lot of us don't get price increases and a lot of us got the same salary we have for the last 5-10 years is because we're not asking for it because we don't feel we deserve it. You have to, before you get anything, you have to feel like you deserve it. And then you don't go in there emotional. You go in there with your logic brain. Tap into that masculine energy, women. And say, hey, Greg, Stan, Susan, whomever. Hey, I know my yearly review's coming up. And I just wanted to talk about some benchmarks that I hit. Because I really do feel like I'm an asset to this company. I love working here. I think that this is a great environment and I want to thrive. I want to grow. But here's how I've added assets to this company. I would love to talk about, a promotion or an increase in pay. And you wait. Some of y'all just need to go sharpen up your negotiation skills. Go watch videos on YouTube about how you negotiate a higher salary. The videos are out there. Travis, what's up? Travis is on my Instagram live. Y'all go talk to Travis. Came on here. Go talk to Travis. Let Travis help y'all get your resumes up. Okay. And then Susan and Bill are like, well, it's really not in the company budget this year to, give anybody a promotion, but we'll keep you on track for next year. No. All right. Now it's time for me to look for another job. Because you're not attached to the job. And then you go find a better company. And then when you step into that room, hey, this is what I've done for my previous employer. This is what I can do for y'all. But this is the salary that I want. A lot of us are too scared to ask for an increase. You ain't got a promotion and you ain't got no more money and you still living off that 10, that salary 5 years ago that has decreased because of inflation. So you're making less money now than you were then. So now you're taking pay cuts pretty much because you're not asking for an increase. You're not asking for a promotion. And if you're a true asset to that company, they'll pay up. They will pay up. They will pay up. And if not, then you just go find another one. Y'all don't be attached to no job. If it's your career, you can do your career in a different company. Because if you got hired at this company, best believe somebody is looking for you. They're looking for your expertise, your passion, your knowledge, your everything. But you stuck over there not getting paid what you deserve. Because I bet you what? I bet you one thing. Guess who is getting paid increases? Them CEOs, those managers. Guess who is getting, guess who just got a new car? Guess who just upgraded their home? Guess who just went on vacation again with his family? The CEO did. CEO got a bonus. The CFO got a bonus. That's all y'all's money. Oh no, we're not going to pay them. They cool. They chilling. They straight. We ain't going to pay them down there. We just going to cut off. We going to cut ourselves some more checks. We just going to give the shareholders a bonus. They got y'all money because y'all not asking for it. Charlene said, I asked for a promotion and they said no. And 2 days later, I put in my 2 weeks and all of a sudden they wanted to increase my pay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving that confirmation. Look, y'all, proof is in the pudding. Walk away. That's a part of the negotiation strategy. All right, you're not going to give me what I want? Well, I'm out. Oh, we did find something for you. Good for you. I'm so proud of you, Charlene. Good for you. Good for you. Still said no, and I ended up getting paid 20% more in my new job. She knew her worth. I'm proud of you. I am so proud of you. Everybody give her a hand clap. That's what you do. That's how you make boss moves. Just because you're not the boss, don't mean you can't make boss moves. Hello. Hello, somebody. Love that. Yes, y'all give that's a woman taking control. That's a woman saying, no, I know I'm worth more than what y'all trying to give me. I need more money. Hell, everything is going up. Y'all went to the grocery store. Everything is going up. I should have did a TikTok about it. That's why y'all need more money. Everything is increasing. That is why y'all need more money. What you gonna do? That salary is not salarying no more. 75,000, 80,000, whatever 1,000 you were getting 5 years ago is not the same today. Y'all, everything is going up and it ain't going back down. Maybe gas, but that's about it. All of that food in that grocery store gonna stay the same. All the food that's at them restaurants, them prices gonna go up too because they paying more for their money. Everything's going up. Clothes going up. Everything. It's inflation. It's a part of the game. So you just have to have the know-how and the where-how to get it. Okay. Yes, I'm so happy. Thank y'all for celebrating her. Happened to me. Happened to me last year. Leveraged that last minute raise to negotiate with a new job. Absolutely. Thank you, Authenticating Beauty. I'm so proud of you for stepping up in your own and being and advocating for yourself. Hold on, let me. Okay, and you have to get a corporate job to build your character so you can go to the next level and get to what you love. You will never have to work a day in your life. I love that. Thank you, Vernil. Absolutely. Y'all don't be afraid to go get a job while you're working on your career. Because what you can learn at that job will increase your career. Too many times we're like, oh, I don't want a job. Some of y'all need it, especially in Atlanta. Some of them young kids, they need to go and work in corporate. They need to go and work so they can get some standards about themselves. Sometimes what other companies will teach you is a learning curve. You can skip a lot of steps by learning from people that are already doing it well. It is okay to go get a job so you can learn your industry. But that's why you got to be in the right industry. That's why they make people intern for people. They don't just, I want to be a fashion designer. The fashion designers don't just become fashion designers overnight. Nine times out of 10, they go intern with a design house so they can learn, so they can be molded, so they can be mentored. And then when the time is right, then boom, then they go and start their own thing. Look at people's resumes who've done it well. Tom Ford used to work for Gucci. Before Tom Ford was the brand, he used to work for Gucci. You don't think he didn't learn a whole bunch from Gucci and then took what he learned and moved over? The man who made Lucid, he used to work for Elon Musk at Tesla. He took everything he learned from Tesla. He took all of their little strategies and he made his own company. Y'all don't reinvent the wheel. If your industry already exists, do not reinvent the wheel. Go seek what they're doing. Go learn what they've already done that's already working. And then take that information and make it your own. Y'all, I went to work for a news company. I saw how stuff worked. I was like, oh, y'all work too slow. Y'all, I went to grad school and learned how media worked. Don't be afraid of expanding your education. I know the psychology of media. You know how powerful that is to know the psychology of media? There's actually a great documentary out right now called, White Hot, the Rise and Fall of Abercrombie and Fitch. I didn't even finish it because I fell asleep. That documentary is so good for anybody in business on Netflix. Oh, it's so good because it teaches you psychology manipulation. I don't play that game, but it teaches you how just the smallest little tug at the heartstrings or tug at insecurities made a whole company what it was. And they weren't selling nothing but messed up graphic t-shirts. Kiki says, I had to learn to stop getting comfortable with just a job. Yeah. Cause it's not y'all. Some of y'all ain't making what y'all need to be making. They're lowballing y'all. Vernell said, yes, you keep doing the same thing and you're going to keep getting the same result. So do something different and get a different result. You will get a different perspective from that one change that could be yours. Khadijah said, this is the first time listening to in on your show and I'm loving it already. You drop major gems, keeping it real, and great to hear that you incorporating God. Absolutely. I love hearing from him, from others. Thank you so much. 100%. Y'all must stop streaming on Twitch because they be weird. Vernell said, yes, and you did, but God wasn't in the right person in your path until you have to walk in silence. I love that. But yeah, y'all. So we got to talk to God. We got to ask God what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to get in our zone of genius. Your zone of genius is the thing that you do with the least amount of effort. And in that, how do you build on those skills? Okay. You love to talk, build on those skills. You love to be behind the scenes, build on those skills. You love numbers, build on those skills. You love people, build on those skills. You are whatever your zone of genius is. Heck, some of y'all are bakers. Build on those skills. Make sure you have the best recipes. Make sure you're using the best frosting. Make sure you know how to do the little decorative animals when people are calling for cakes or whatever the case may be. Build on your skills. That's it. Get in your zone of genius. Build on your skills. Make sure God is in alignment with that plan and you work it. That's when the wealth comes, because you start here. And as you become an expert, that's the thing, is once you build on those skills and become an expert, that's when you can ask for the big bucks. Now your cakes, you used to sell your cakes for $35 a cake. Now they're $500 and thousands of dollars because you're the most sought out cake person in your city. Oh, I don't eat that. Where'd you get your cake from? Now you get every celebrity's birthday party, every celebrity's child's party. There's always a party. Maybe you love balloon making and event planning. You keep working on your craft. You keep building your company. You hire people. You make sure that your standards are high and people get great customer service. So you're the person that they say, hey, I had a great experience with them. And they tell everybody. Word of mouth is the best form of advertising. Because then you really don't have to spend money advertising. You're so booked up. You're so booked. You like, I can't. We booked out all the way until April. I can't take no more. I got to hire more people. Increase. Man, my phone's ringing off the hook. But I heard this yesterday. Man, I don't remember who I heard this from because I wanted to give this person credit. Who I was on somebody's live. It was a young lady. I was on her live. And she said, when you get overwhelmed, because sometimes our blessings come in droves and we're overwhelmed. And she says, you're overwhelmed by your blessings. Because everything that you're overwhelmed about, you asked for. So in the midst of when you get what you want, when you have the family that you have, when the business is ringing off the hook and you can't fill orders and you're scrambling trying to find people, you ask for those blessings. So you thank God in that chaos and you find a solution to your problems. You don't ask God to take it back. You don't ask God to decrease your clients. No, you expand your business. You grow your business. You keep going. You make mistakes. You learn from them and you keep going. You make mistakes. You learn from them. You keep going, make mistakes. You learn from that and you build and build and build and build and build. And half the time we don't know what we're doing. So we just, hey, I'm learning. Everybody's trying to figure it out. Everybody is trying to figure it out. And if somebody says that they have all the answers, they're lying. They're lying 100%. So when you get overwhelmed with God's blessings, when he gives you the job that you prayed for, that you asked him for, that was in alignment, make sure it was in alignment, that was in alignment with you, that when things are hectic, you don't pray, God, oh God, take this away. I can't take this job no more. You know, you pray in strength and you say, hey, God, you gave me this job. Thank you for one. I appreciate it. However, I need some help. I need some more strength. I need some more encouragement. I need solutions to these problems. Every time when I don't know what to do, I'll be like, God, what you think? I need some help on this. What you think? And y'all, solutions and problems. One day I was shopping and I was like, hey, God, I want some more money so I can shop. I need some more clothes. I want some more money. Guess what happened, y'all? I got a client. And as soon as I gave them my rates, and it wasn't even nobody else, it was something different. Told them my rate, they were like, okay, that's not a problem. I was like, oh, if you pay, I don't do net 30, net 12. Oh no, we pay right away. God works in mysterious ways, y'all. Don't sleep on a prayer. Don't sleep in asking. Don't sleep on asking him to give you stuff. And then ask him to give you stuff that you don't even, that you can't buy in a store. God, I need strength. I need encouragement. I need patience today. I need discernment. I need an increase. I need abundance. I need an abundance mindset. I need to shift my mindset. I need to get my negative mindset under control. Whatever you need help with, you definitely need to pray about it. All right. Come on, payment upon receipt. Absolutely. Absolutely. Authenticating beauty. Yes. I used to advise my students to look for people who had their dream role on LinkedIn and study their. Yes, that's what you do. You find the people who are doing exactly what you want to do and you study them. And don't worry about people. Don't worry about if you like. Sometimes you don't got to like everybody to learn. I didn't like all my professors, but I still learned from them. I didn't like all my teachers. I still learned from them. So don't worry about people be getting too caught up in, oh, I don't like her. Does the person have the formula? If the answer is yes, you can learn from them and do it your own way. We be getting too caught up on people. I don't like that. I don't like that. Like. Those are feelings. Business ain't got room for all of that. Move. Move them feelings out the way and get to the bag. But make sure it's in alignment with God. But God wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be abundant. Because when you're more abundant, when you're more prosperous, guess what? You give more blessings to other people. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's conversation. For those of you who are Instagram, come over to YouTube and check out Morning Motivation. We go live each and every weekday at 5 a.m. Eastern. If you guys need one-on-one coaching, if you need help shifting your mindset, if you're like, Brittany, I have no idea how I'm going to do this, this, and that. And the third, I am an expert at getting people from their goal to their solution. Their goal to their solution. And you have to do the work in between, but I can help you from the goal to the solution. All right. And I already got some good reviews. Go ahead and ask in the comments below. And also, I am a certified life coach. So I'm not going to just tell y'all nothing because I think it is what it is. No, we pray about it. We ask God and we come up with a plan and we get you to where you want to go. For those of you watching on Instagram, link is in the bio. For those of you watching on live, the link is down below. in the description box. No worries, no worries. Yes, Kel's World, please DM me because I have something to talk to you about. Blessings, ladies. Thank you so much, you guys. Enjoy your day. I pray that you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful blessed day. Thank you, Vernil. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love this. Thank you in advance for always staying prayed up so you can withdraw the deposits when you need it. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the shares. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the subscribes. You guys, we're on the road to 100K. I cannot get there without you guys. So I need you guys to share these videos. I need you guys to tell people about Morning Motivation. Even if they can't watch at 8 a.m., just share. Share, share, like, subscribe, subscribe. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you're telling other people to subscribe. We are on the road to 100K. I know someone, Chador said before we get out of here, I know someone who made vegan cupcakes for all the family parties and everybody would whisper how dry they were. Now she works for herself. Chador, why you gonna bust out the wolf of cupcakes like that? How dry they were, and now she works for herself baking and quit her job. Hey, and not everybody likes moist cupcakes. Some people like dry cupcakes, I guess. Have a great day, everyone. Oh my gosh, Adore, you are hilarious. But you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll catch you guys in my next one. Peace.